Hi, welcome to the Bilingual Parenting Podcast, presented by Bilingüitos and hosted by Kayla Diaz. We exist to encourage and equip families who desire to give the gift of bilingualism to their children. Raising bilingual kids is definitely not always easy, but we believe that it is always, always worth it. Bilingualism is possible for you and your family. You just need the right tools to work with and the right community around you. We are so glad you're here. We hope that you stick around and spend some time with us so that you can be equipped to cultivate and celebrate bilingualism in your home. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bilingual Parenting Podcast, episode number, well, what's known as zero, or rather an introduction episode to kick things off. I am so thrilled that you're tuning in because this has been something that's been on my heart for so long, and I'm finally deciding to sit down, take the plunge, and get started. Now, the journey to bilingualism is not an easy one, as it requires a lot of hard work and dedication, but with a community of other bilingualism enthusiasts around you, the road is a lot more walkable. So I want this to be not just a podcast where you tune in from time to time and then tune out, but rather a place where you can ask questions and be heard, and then voice your own opinions and thoughts as well. So first, I should introduce myself. Hola, soy Kayla Diaz. I'm Kayla Diaz. I would describe myself as a linguist and an educator, specifically a language educator, but my teaching has always been multifaceted. I started out studying early childhood and early elementary education, but later switched to linguistics as I began to realize that my passion for teaching was specifically fueled by my passion for learning, and what I was most excited about learning myself was learning language, or learning languages. In undergrad, I studied linguistics with a concentration in language education, but for my master's, I decided I wanted to focus more on bilingualism, specifically childhood bilingualism and how kids acquire language. Having been introduced to two languages myself from a very early age, the study of bilingual language acquisition was of particular interest to me. So I graduated actually last year with my Master's of Arts in Linguistics concentrated in childhood bilingualism. In 2013, in parts of 2014 and 15, so rewinding a little bit, I lived in Nicaragua where I taught trilingual preschoolers. There's an impressive group for you. And I also documented, while I was there, one of the native languages there, which is called Miskitu. Later on, in 2016, I opened a Spanish immersion preschool in Northern Virginia, which is where I grew up and where I am now today. So, safe to say, I'm passionate about bilingual kiddos and bilingualism in general. So my hope for this podcast is that it would be a tool and a resource to others who are also passionate about bilingualism. We'll tackle general topics like why bilingualism or immersion schools, but we'll also address more specific language context situations like what if neither parent speaks the target language, or should we stick with one parent, one language? We'll also talk about real issues that may come up, like is it okay to mix languages, or what if my child refuses to speak in the target language? There are so many topics to cover, and I'm so excited and eager to get started. Now, I don't think this would be a very helpful introduction episode if I didn't address who this podcast is for. While bilingual parenting is in the title, and I do assume that parents will be the primary audience, I want the reach to be wider than that. This podcast has something for everyone. So I'm going to list out a few descriptions, if you will, of listeners that I envision as my audience, the people I'm imagining talking to when I'm outlining an episode or recording. And honestly, as I'm talking, I imagine that it's me and you, the listener. Maybe we're chatting over coffee, maybe we're sitting on the floor at a playdate as the kids are doing their thing, or maybe you are coming in to tour Bilingüitos. The information I share is as much for the individual as it is for the masses. So picture that I'm talking with you. Okay, so here I go. If any of these descriptions resonates with you, then welcome, because this podcast is for you. First and foremost, the mama. Mama, this podcast is for you. Whether baby number one is still in your belly and you're planning out bilingualism for the future, or maybe you have a lot of them running around driving you crazy sometimes, I hear ya. If you are excited about exploring or continuing a second language in your home with your kiddos, then you're in the right place. With that being said, dads, I don't want to leave you out of this. Papa, bilingualism is a family endeavor and both parents need to be on board. No matter the language context, because there are many that your family could be a part of, whether both parents speak the minority language, maybe one does and one doesn't, or maybe neither of you do. You are all in this together and will need to be on the same page to establish a plan and a language map for your family. So I'm super glad you're here and tuning in because this podcast is for you, mama, papa, parents, together. Okay, yes, first and foremost, this podcast will speak to parents. They will be the ones who can directly apply the information to their lives. But educator, this podcast is for you too. You have, in your care, a whole bunch of budding bilinguals who you have so much influence over. Whether you're a teacher just wanting to incorporate a little bit of a second language in your classroom, or maybe you're an immersion slash bilingual school teacher looking for practical tips on how to further bring the target language to life, or maybe you're a speech language pathologist who works with a lot of bilingual kids. If any of those apply to you, this podcast is for you. In fact, on that note, I hope to have a number of bilingual speech language pathologists join me as guests on the show so we can all glean from their wisdom and experience in working with bilingual kids on language specific tasks. All right, so this next category might surprise you, but if you are a part of this one, you'll be intrigued to hear yourself mentioned. So yes, as much as this podcast is for bilingualism enthusiasts, I also hope to reach the ears of, wait for it, the curious or the skeptical family member. That's right, I'm talking to you. Maybe your son or daughter has just announced to you that they plan to raise your grandchildren bilingually, and you're a little bit apprehensive about it. I get it. Maybe you've married into a family where they speak another language, and you're not all that convinced that they should be focusing on the non-majority language with the kiddos. Maybe your nieces and nephews, for example. Maybe, and though I've already addressed the mom and the papa, maybe you're both papa and the skeptical family member, and your wife has been nonstop jabbering on about raising the kids to be bilingual, and you just can't get on board. Or vice versa, right? Skeptical moms are out there too. Well, you know what? I am so glad that you're here. You're taking the time to learn more about bilingualism in children, and that's a really noble first step. I truly hope that you stick around and see what all the chatter about bilingualism is really about. Finally, aspiring bilingualism activist, I see you too. You're a student, whether grad or undergrad, and are studying linguistics, language, education, or something related, right? You're passionate about everything you're learning with regard to bilingualism and wanting to do more with it. You're excited to hear about how kids learn so quickly. Maybe you're frustrated because you're not a native speaker of the language that you wish to promote. Or maybe you are a native speaker of a minority language and want to know how you can support bilingualism, even before you have your own kids or students. I actually see this category as the one I was part of for so long, and so it's really dear to my heart. So you guys, I'm speaking to you, and I'm speaking from experience. And guess what? You're already a bilingualism activist. Study up as much as you can, and go out there and spread the word about how all language is beautiful and valuable. And stick around, because we have so much to explore. Okay, did I leave anyone out? If so, I'd love to hear from you. If you feel like you don't fall into any of those categories I just mentioned, reach out and let me know who you are and why you're listening. The more vividly I can imagine who my listeners are, the more directly I'll be able to speak to you guys. Okay, so I've told you who I am. I've told you who this podcast is for. But what is the motivation of this podcast? I'm sure you've been able to pick up on it a little bit, but what is my exact mission here? Well, since early on in my own pro-bilingualism career, you could say, my motto has been cultivating and celebrating bilingualism, and I hope that you'll make it yours as well. For yourself, for your family, for your home, for your students, for whoever is in your circle of influence. So let me break down that motto just a little bit, cultivating and celebrating bilingualism. Cultivate, meaning to prepare an environment where bilingualism will be successful, and then to tend to it, allowing it to grow and prosper. And then celebrate. Celebrate, get excited for the growth that you see. Every step of the way, every time you see growth in your bilingualism or in your family's bilingualism or in your classroom's bilingualism. Promote bilingualism with unabashed positivity. Is that a word? I looked it up, but couldn't figure it out. Not only will you see leaps and bounds in your own circle's bilingualism, but you'll also inspire others around you to take on a greater language focus. Make it a goal to be an activist for the bilingual community. Both majority and minority languages. All language is beautiful and valuable and worthy of being celebrated. So if you're ready to get started, jump in. Let's cultivate and celebrate bilingualism together. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If this information was helpful to you, share it with a friend who's on a bilingualism journey of their own. We're all in this together. We'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us by going to bilinguitos.com/podcast. That's bilinguitos.com/podcast. Or you can check us out on Instagram at bilinguitos or on Facebook either on Bilinguitos Spanish Immersion page or by joining our Facebook group called the Bilingual Parenting Network. Go comment on a recent post and let us know what you thought of this episode. We cannot wait to hear from you. Now, go out and cultivate and celebrate bilingualism in your home. Catch you next time. Besitos. Ciao, ciao. Bye.